Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to another live stream. Hope you guys are ready to rock and roll today. We got a nice little topic to talk about that I think some of you guys will enjoy. Not everybody, but I think most of you guys will enjoy, especially those out there that have been waiting.
How's it going? And welcome
back. For me to get in there and again, not have everything ready as usual. I always miss something. That's okay. That's what I love about these live streams. You know, it's just, you know, you never know what could happen. Oh, let me see if we can. I think I got the sound effect here. There we go.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live!
So anyways, hope you guys are, you know, ready to rock and roll. Love you guys. Before we get started, you already know we're going to wait a little bit, a couple of minutes before, you know, so we can get everybody in their seats and everybody, you know, getting their notifications and ready to, you know, start the show. But in today's video, in today's live stream, we're going to be talking about living in Mexico, okay? Meaning, you know, how living, living your life, having a life, is not a crime out here in Mexico. Now, again, like I was saying at the, you know, a few seconds ago, I know some of you guys will get it right off the bat, you know, whether you get it, and some of you guys will not get it. It's just as simple as that. Some of you guys just don't get it. You know, basically saying, hey, Jose, what do you mean? I can live my life here in the USA. I can live everywhere. You know, I'm living great. If you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about, you know, and all that jazz, you know, all that stuff. But for a lot of you guys that are looking into moving to Mexico, you know, looking into getting out of the USA or Canada or wherever you're at, in which you feel that it's not, you know, you're not living in freedom anymore, but basically living in a tyrannical environment, you know, basically a government that wants full control over you and your life and everything, you know, in between. You guys have had enough and you're looking for a way out. And that's what you're looking into, whether it's moving to Mexico or moving elsewhere, moving abroad. But I think a lot of you guys that are looking into moving to Mexico, you're just looking for that freedom. And again, freedom is subjective. I'll explain to you what freedom means to me. Freedom means, in my book, what it means to me is just to be left alone, for me to be able to live my life and not constantly seem like I'm stepping on eggshells and constantly, you know, afraid and scared of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, and then paying extremely dire consequences for them. Because again, you know, obviously, you know, if you do the wrong thing here in Mexico, there are consequences as well, but they're not as, you know, severe as they might be in the USA, where again, just simply in the USA, you know, you don't have the proper paperwork, you know, while you're driving, for example, or even walking down the street, and that could be plenty, more than enough to arrest you, okay, and put you through the system and, you know, again, really cause a lot of, you know, misery and a lot of difficulty upon you and your life for no reason at all. Well, at least, you know, for people like me, I feel like it's for no reason at all and that these things should not happen. And I get it. There's plenty of people in the peanut gallery that are always going to say, oh, but Jose, you should always be carrying your paperwork. Oh, but Jose, you know, if you follow the law, you should have nothing to worry about. Oh, but Jose, there's a reason we got laws for, you know, a reason and, you know, whatever. And so I don't like living in that overly, in the world in which, you know, there's just so many rules and regulations. You know, I was a kid that grew up in the 80s, you know, kind of like in the punk generation, heavy metal generation, basically, anarchist, you know, like in the real sense of the description and term of what that is, you know, anarchy really means, you know, without leaders or without, whatever, it just basically means, you know, that I don't have anyone over me telling me what to do. That's it. That's all it means. And so in Mexico, you know, for the most part, that's how life is. You know, that's why it's more like anarchy. And again, I know a lot of people out there these days, they don't really know what anarchy means. And they just think that it means, living like if you're in Mad Max or, you know, living in a world in which, you know, everything is a free for all. But to the point where, you know, you're living in almost like a living hell. But that's not the case at all. You know, really. You know, how, you know, anarchy works is just simply means, you know, without rulers. That's the word. You know, there you go. I got it. It took me a minute to figure it out. Sorry, it's been a slow morning. I mean, there we go. without rulers. And so out here in Mexico, there aren't really any rulers, you know. Sure, there's people that will, you know, tell you what to do. There is some sort of authority. There is government. You know, there are cartels. You know, there's things, you know, whatever. But for the most part, you know, it's really more of a free-for-all, meaning that you are responsible for everything that you do, that you don't do, and no one's going to come out here to save you, bail you out, feel for you, or anything like that, especially if you're the one that put yourself in that hole. And so, you know, in the USA, it's not like that at all. You know, it's more about like, you know, I'm always tattletaling, and I always want some sort of authority figure to come and, you know, basically, what is it like, give justice, you know, when justice is due. And sometimes it's as simple as, you know, someone's parking in my parking spot, and you know, you can't deal with it on your own, or just let it go. No, you got to go on and create this huge you know, scenario that isn't really necessary sometimes. You know, basically, if someone took your parking spot, well, park somewhere else. You know, if it's a major problem, talk to the guy. You know, if that doesn't work, again, there's many options. You know, there's many things that you could do. But most people in the USA, you know, they don't even want to confront the individual. They're very passive aggressive. I saw something, you know, today where somebody, you know, lives in an apartment in the USA, lives in an apartment building, has an extra parking spot, doesn't use it. Somebody else is using that parking spot, and they literally got a fake car, a fake blow up car, and they put it in that parking spot just out of spite, just because I don't want that person to use my parking spot, which I'm not using anyway. You know, it's like, you know, just things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, it's a very toxic environment, and in a very, very, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what else to say. You know, poisonous, you know, world in which a lot of people live in when they're living in the USA. You know, and so out here, you know, living is not a crime. You know, again, if you are breaking the law, you know, most of the time what's going to happen to you out here in Mexico is that you're probably just going to get a slap on the wrist. If you do something wrong, let's say you're driving your car and you make a right turn or a left turn where you shouldn't have taken a right or a left, a good 90% of the time, what's going to happen is that the police officer is not even going to stop you. They might just pull up next to you and they'll tell you, Hey, back there where you made a right, you're not supposed to make a right. Be careful because you could cause an accident or whatever, you know, whatever it is you did. You know, and in fact, they won't really get involved unless they have to get involved. And so we're in the USA. Again, they'll hide behind the tree, literally waiting for you to do something as stupid as make a right turn when you're not supposed to make a right turn because you don't wait for the right proper red signal, green signal, whatever. And then they're there to basically, you know, open you up a new one. You know what I'm saying? You know, where they're there to give you tickets and maybe even arrest you, you know, in the sense of like, okay, I'm here. I just stopped you for this traffic violation. But since we're here, you know, why don't you just step out of your car? Why don't I, you know, go on ahead and search? Why don't I... And there's always going to be something. Again, the corruption in the USA is completely different than out here. Out here, a cop might pull you over, and the corruption is simply, hey, I know you broke a law. You got two options. I'll write you a ticket, or you can pay a bribe. That's it. You know what I mean? By the way, my advice is to take the ticket, because most of the time, they won't even write you a ticket. They'll let you go, all right? But I digress. In the USA, it's nothing like that at all. You know, like I said, you know, you could be, you know, smoking a cigarette within your own car and they'll just be like, hey, that's air pollution. You know, whatever. They'll create something out of nothing. You know, they're always looking for a reason to stop you, pull you over, and make your life miserable. And that's just the cops. That's not including, you know, all this other stuff. You know, like I saw not too long ago where in the USA, there was a community that needed to build a set of stairs, you know, basically, you know, they needed to build a set of stairs at the park, you know, so that people can just, you know, climb a little hill. A hill that's, you know, again, the size of maybe, you know, from the floor to where the windowsill is, okay? Not that big, okay? And so they went to the city, you know, they went to the government entities in order to get it built. And basically, the city... this is in the USA. The city was saying, okay, it's going to be $65,000. Yeah, that's right. To build some stairs, again, from the floor, you know, up until like where, you know, Lambo's eyeballs are there, you know what I mean, or whatever. Not that high. And it's like, what do you mean $65,000? So not only was it $65,000 in taxpayer money, but It was going to take like 6 months to build it. So what happened? Well, some guy that was in the community was fed up, and he just went to Home Depot and for, you know, bought like around $500 US in materials, okay? And he built that, you know, set of stairs on his own, okay? And, you know, again, because he just, that him and the community just needed some stairs. That's it. They didn't want all this bureaucracy in the middle. And so after he built the stairs, what did the government do? Well, they knocked down the stairs, okay? They literally destroyed the stairs, okay? And they arrested him. Yeah, I mean, come on now. You know what I mean? Where, I mean, it's and he was out $500 out of his own pocket. Plus, you know, now he has to deal with the courts and deal with all this stuff because, you know, how dare you do something like that? Where in Mexico, it's not like that at all. You know what I mean? Basically, like, I have a, you know, okay, the park where we walk, you know, our dogs at, you know, every single morning, you know, there's no, I mean, there's a park ranger that kind of shows up, you know, to that park and all the parks around the neighborhood, but they're not the ones that are in charge of cleaning up per se. No, you know who cleans up the park? It's just somebody from the neighborhood that lives within, you know, again, the vicinity of the park, and they use that park, and they're older, and they got nothing else better to do, and so they clean the park, and it costs zero taxpayer money. You follow me? And so it's just things like that. People are more responsible and they take care of things and so on and so forth. And it's like, again, out here, living is not a crime. Again, in the USA, someone just trying to clean the park, you know, they'll simply get, you know, harassed by some authority figure and be like, hey, do you have a permit? You know, are you working for the city? Why are you cleaning the park? You know, we're going to arrest you because you're here with a rake and that's a weapon and blah, 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 and bleep, 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 and bloop, bloop, bloop. And it's like, bro, what? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyways, all right, let me read some comments out of here. And by the way, please, if you guys have anything to add or you guys want me to chat about anything in particular as it comes to, you know, what we're talking about here today, let me know because that's kind of like, you know, what we're talking about here because I am far removed from living in the USA. I've been living in Mexico for 6 years and, you know, I live in anarchy, you know, no real rules or regulations and people just do whatever they want. You know, it's crazy out here. And so, you know, I'm far away removed from living in a country in which, you know, there's just rules on top of rules on top of rules. There's rules for rules. And laws for laws and, you know, all that stuff, you know what I mean? And again, they always trick you into believing that you need more rules, more laws, more government, more everything for your protection. When you guys already know, you live there, you don't feel protected at all. In fact, you know, again, if you are drinking a beer in the park, okay, you are a regular citizen, okay? You work for a living, you pay your taxes, you do everything, and you just happen, you know, to be walking home and, you know, you crack open a beer because it's a hot day and you're drinking it, you're probably going to get arrested and you're probably going to, you know, have some severe penalties for doing something like that. But, you know, if you're a bum living on the street, I mean, you could literally be shooting up fentanyl, you know, right there and there, and you're not going to get arrested. You're not going to get in trouble. You could take a crap on the side of the road. No one's going to say anything. But if you are, again, a good citizen and you're walking your dog and that dog takes a crap, you better believe that you're going to get in trouble for your dog taking a crap, you know. But again, the human that is, you know, a bum on the street, you know, they get to do whatever they want. And it's just, you know, that weird double standard, you know, because look, I get it. If we're living in a country in the USA where you have all these rules and regulations and it's, you know, complete tyranny, well, it should be equal for everybody, but it's not. Again, the better citizen you are, you know, the more of a good citizen you try to be, you know, the more severe penalties and the, you know, the more that the hammer is going to be, you know, hitting you over the head, as opposed to, again, you know, like the less you comply and you're basically living on the street, living like a bum, you know, being a detriment to society, you actually get rewarded for that. They give you food stamps. They give you actual cash. You know, they give you everything. They give you everything except for housing. So, all right, let me see what some of the comments have to say. But anyway, shout out to everyone out there. You know, let me give a little shout out to everyone. Shout out to shout out to Ultra Studman. Shout out to Naru Jaloof, Jesse, Baron Von Crunch, Mac, Lisa, Public Service for the Truth. It's the rules. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Chef Boy, Samp, Ryan, DB Goodman, Christian, Christina. Shout out to everyone out there. So let me see. Let me read a few comments there. Ta-da-da-da-da. Pa-pa-da-pa-da-piri-piri-buru. Let me see. Ultra says, how is the right to travel in your private automobile in Mexico? Again, you know, out here you get to travel. Again, like, look, even having a license. Okay, so for example, I live in the Yucatan, with the state of Yucatan. And out here, in order to get a driver's license, it's like the worst thing in the world. It takes forever, the bureaucracy. It's living hell, okay, to get a license. But you know, even the police out here recently put out a statement that said, hey, listen, we know that getting a license out here in this state is difficult for some people. So if you just happen to have a license from another country, or, you know, because you're a foreigner, or you happen to have a license, you know, driver's license from another state in another part of the part of Mexico, then don't worry about it. That counts. Okay, meaning that, again, let's say you are, you know, a resident of the Yucatan, you live out here in this state, and, you know, just getting a license is too difficult, but, you know, you're traveling to Mexico City and going to Mexico City and getting your license there is just basically you're in, you're out. You don't even need to take any kind of test or anything. You just kind of pay a fee and you got your license. You know, you're kind of like a fishing license. So you can get, if you can get your license there, you can use it here. And again, it's all subjective. It's just a piece of paper that says, yeah, this guy paid a fee so he can drive. So, yeah, you know what I mean? And so, like, if you're living in the city, then, yeah, you know, kind of maybe want to need a license, you know? But if you're living out in the rural areas, yeah, no license. I mean, most people don't even have a license. That's another thing. So, like, in the USA, if you're living in a rural area, you're living out there in a town, you know, out there in the middle of nowhere type of thing, and you're driving your ATV, you're driving a golf cart, you're driving a whatever, and you're just taking it on the road real quick, you know, to go get some gasoline. Listen, there's cops out there that are there to basically, again, arrest you, you know, confiscate your automobile, your vehicle, you know, give you tickets, give you fines, give you whatever, because, again, you're a danger on the road. You don't have the proper paperwork. You don't have the proper licensing, the proper tag, the proper whatever. Where, again, in Mexico, it's a complete opposite. Again, in Mexico, you see people, they sometimes, you know, they build their own motor vehicles. You know, they'll just put a motor on a thing with four wheels and they're on the go. And you see tuk-tuks, you know, you see the little carts, you know, that are basically like another version of a golf cart. You see golf carts, you see ATVs, you see everything. And they're all over, you know, the rural areas. No license, no, you know, registration, no nothing. And even in the city, you see it in some areas. Sure, you know, those vehicles cannot be in all areas. So basically, if, you know, you're driving that vehicle into a certain area that you shouldn't be in for, you know, for safety reasons more than anything else, they'll just let you know, hey, no, you can't be driving that here. Take it back. You know, go drive it in the other part of the city. So, like, for example, in my neighborhood, I could drive something like that around, no problem. You know, and so many other things, you know what I mean? You know, so it's just, you know, the freedom that comes with all that, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, you know, what do you mean I need a special license to drive my golf cart, you know, from my farm or my piece of land to the gas station? You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to get gas? Well, you got to have another vehicle, and then you got to get that vehicle, and then you got to get a gas tank, and you got to go fill that gas tank, and you got to get that thing, and you got to fill it, and you can't move that vehicle from outside your property, and because, you know, the rules say, the law, the safety, you know, it's here for your protection. You know, we're here to protect you. It's like, what are you here to protect me from? We're here to protect you from us if you don't follow the rules. So anyways, right? So.
Bruh.
Okay. It's just insanity living in the USA these days. Just reading a few comments. I want to see what you guys have to say. Let me put a little music in the background. I hate just the silence. Oh, this is not going to work. Man. Oh, wait. Maybe this will work. Hold on a second. Un segundo, por favor. Stream. Oh, loud. That's loud. Sorry about that. Yeah, you were so right about the parking spot. I live in California and we have a problem all the time. Saludos. Yeah, so I lived in California and that was also pretty crazy. You know, like, I would see all kinds of signs that basically said, you can't park on this side of the street from Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. But then from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m., you can only park on that side of the street. And then on Sundays is this, and then street cleaning and that. And it's like, you know, there's like so many rules. It's like, bro, you need like a master's degree just to decipher, you know, when you can or not can or can't park, you know, on the street, assuming you can even find parking. Look at this. Tico says, I got pulled up by the police and in Mission Bay, San Diego, for picking up cans that I recycled for a few bucks. He tells me it was against San Diego City ordinance. It's like, bro, what? I mean, like I said, you know what I mean? It's just, there you go. David Farnsworth says, you got your papers in order, comrade? Yeah, and again, you already know the direction that the things in the USA are going, where there's many people that are saying comrade on a regular basis these days, that are basically saying, like, oh, what do you mean? You know, communism just hasn't worked. You know, tyranny hasn't worked because they haven't done it right. But we're going to do it right. We're going to do it right. Don't worry about it, okay? Just follow the rules. Follow the rules. So, yeah, no, to me, it's insanity because, like, again, obviously, there's rules out here, there's laws, you know, there's regulations, there's bureaucracy, but it's more subjective than anything else. And, you know, the reality is that, like, again, outside of you really physically hurting somebody else, you know, causing actual physical damage, you know, doing something irreputable, then, yeah, you know what I mean? Then you're going to face some consequences, you know? Like, again, if you get in a car accident out here in Mexico and you don't have insurance, you're probably going to go straight to jail. Because, you know, they don't trust you enough to pay that debt. So I'd be like, no, listen, you chose to drive your car without insurance. You got in an accident and you caused damage to another person, another piece of property. And you have no money to pay it right now. And you got no insurance. Oh, listen, you're going to jail. And when are you getting out of jail? When you can pay the debt. And some people are like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's too harsh. But it's like, no, are you kidding me? That's like probably the only time you're going to go to jail or face any real consequences out here in Mexico. Where in the USA, like I said, you can go to jail just for picking up cans in the park to recycle. And again, it's like if you're, look, how about this? If you're picking up cans in the park because you're cleaning up the park, you're going to get in trouble. But if you're a bum and you're picking up the cans in order to sell them for money so you can buy drugs, they'll let you go. I mean, and you know this is exactly how it is, you know, in the USA. It's just kind of nuts. So, really nuts. I still don't understand, you know, how people have... And by the way, I don't understand how people have let it get that far, but it's just how people still... You know, basically kiss the boot, or they stand by the fact that, yeah, you know, the USA is a land of rules and regulations and laws, and you just better follow them or get out, you know, or that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy. Public services, how hard is it to get a license in Mexico? And I already explained it, you know, a couple seconds ago. It just depends on the state. You know, in some states, you can just walk into the office, pay a few bucks and get your license. And in others, I mean, you know, like I said, I don't want to go through the whole situation of how to get a license out here in the Yucatan is, but it's like, it's insane. It's freaking insane. I'm still with my California license out here. And you know, I register my car with my California license. I get insurance, you know, with my California license. I've gotten a ticket, believe it or not. You know what I mean? I'm with my California license. You know, they don't care. They just don't care. You know, they don't even care I got pulled over and didn't even care if I had insurance or not. They just, you know, again, they were writing me a ticket for, you know, not wearing my seatbelt, just simply because, remember, I drive around a beater, an older car. They saw me like a gringo or whatever, you know what I mean? Or they saw me like a rich Mexican. And they're like, all right, let me just give this guy a ticket, you know, for not wearing his seatbelt. And I told them straight up, hey, look, you know, my seatbelt's not working, I'm sorry. Da, da. But they're like, no, we're going to write you a ticket because, you know, for safety, whatever. We're in the USA. If you even dare to tell a cop, hey, look, my seatbelt is not working, listen, you got to get out of the car and they're going to impound that car because it's too dangerous to be on the road. It's like, bro, what are you kidding me? You know, so yeah, no, it's next level insanity over there. Let me see. I'm just reading a few comments. All right, so I'm just. I already explained. I think I've already explained some of these things that I said. Jose, do you need residency to purchase a car in Merida, in Mexico? Yes, you do. You need at least temporary residency. Yeah, insurance is cheap and it's not hard to get. So it's really kind of dumb if you don't have insurance, you know. But I'm not a big fan. I'm talking about car insurance. Car insurance, okay? Oh, glad you guys are enjoying the show and enjoying the information. Yeah, so it's hard to get financing out here. So, you know, again, because you're responsible, you know, they're responsible for the debt. See, in the USA, the reason that you get a lot of loans and things like that is simply because, well, if you don't pay the debt, they, you know, the company that gave you that debt, they can write off the debt, okay? And then the government will pay them for that debt, okay? So again, they write off the debt, they get to, you know, they get paid back for the debt, and then on top of that, you know, they sell that debt, and then, you know, I'm sure some of you guys have not paid your Discover card and it's gone to collections. Well, again, collections then, you know, can recover that debt. They buy that debt and then they try to collect that debt. But basically how it works is that, again, you know, just FYI, if you owe a debt in the USA and you don't pay it and it goes to collections, don't pay that debt to the person you owe it to, because, well, they've already gotten paid for that debt. You follow me? And so now they're trying to double collect because the government already gave them money for you not paying. So let's say, you know, you took out $80,000. Well, the government is going to give them $80,000 that you didn't pay for. And then if you pay them that money or whatever, that's why they often say reduced. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you owe $80,000, but look, we'll let you go for $20,000. They're just trying to collect extra free money. Okay, and then on top of that, the collection agency pays. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a world of debt. But anyways, in Mexico, it's not like that at all. It's debt is debt, you know, meaning that if somebody gives you a loan, whether it's a bank or a private, you know, entity or whatever, there is no government that's going to bail them out. They can't write it off. They can't do any of that stuff. It's basically they got to come and collect. And sometimes, you know, again, I've seen it with other Mexicans, you know, like let's say, you know, a Mexican has like an American Express card and they don't pay it. Listen, the Mexican American Express will send somebody to their door. Hey, where's my money? You know, mafia style. Where's my money? You know, so yeah, because that's the only way they're going to get that money, you know, and legally they're, you know, they can do that. So yeah, so that's why, you know, getting, you know, financing or getting any kind of, you know, what is it like, or accruing any kind of real debt in Mexico is very difficult. Okay. And it's, you know, they tread carefully with who they give credit to or finance anything to, because, well, you know, it's, they don't want you skipping out, you know, on that debt, because otherwise they're effed, they're fucked. You know what I mean? They can't, you know, there's nothing that they can do. So anyways, so yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, like I was saying about car accidents, you know, in Mexico, like I said, if you get in a car accident and you have car insurance, it's simple. You just call your insurance and they deal with it and that's it. The cops, the police do not get involved. They're just there to kind of maybe direct traffic and, you know, make sure that, you know, someone's hurt, they call the ambulance, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like as soon as you get in an accident, you call your insurance company, the other person calls their insurance company, they both send an adjuster to the scene, and within a few minutes, you know, they're there, and then a few more minutes, you know, or an hour or whatever. I don't know. Who knows? Depending on the situation. But anyways, they just show up pretty quickly, and then they basically deal with the situation right then and there. You know, they find out who's at fault, who got to pay, who owes what, ba-ba-da-ba-da. But that's it. The insurance companies are the ones that deal with it, and that's it. But again, if you do not have insurance and you get in an accident and, again, it's determined that, you know, it was your fault or you injured somebody, even if it wasn't your fault, whatever happened, yeah, you're going to probably go to jail unless you can pay for that situation right there. So let's say you injure somebody and you got to pay 80,000 pesos because that's what the insurance adjuster said or whatever, you know. Yeah, you got to come up with that money right then and there. You know what I mean? They're not going to let you go. You know, so yeah, they'll take you straight to jail. So, and that's the thing. So that's what I'm saying. If you have a car, you better have insurance out here. Otherwise, you know, it's not good. But that's it. That's really the only kind of insurance you really need. You know, other than that, you know, all other insurance is, voluntary. I mean, even car insurance is voluntary, but, you know, I don't suggest you drive around, especially if you own a car, without insurance. So, let me see. All right, let me read a few more comments. Mark Archive says, a concern I have, especially with Mérida, is the idea of a smart city. Okay, hold on. The idea of a smart city. Should I be concerned as the stupid 10-minute city is coming around? No. Again, you know, Mexico, again, see, look, this is why you guys have to visit Mexico. You guys have to live in Mexico. Once you're out here and you see how things actually run and how things fly out here, you listen, you know what I mean? Like, when they mention, oh, Mérida is going to be a smart city, you laugh. You laugh, okay? Because, yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to bring a lot of technological advances out here to the city, which they have, but smart city? You know, again, to the level of tyranny, as you're seeing in the USA, Canada, some parts of Europe, China. No. And look, a lot of people don't even understand China. You know, a lot of people think China's very tyrannical, which they kind of are. But again, if you're going to compare China to the USA, the USA is a million times more tyrannical. And what do I mean by that? Well, because in China, you know, again, they might have a lot of rules and regulations and all this other stuff, but they really don't have a way to enforce these things. It's very difficult for them to enforce anything and put you in jail or get you in trouble. Now, again, if they do get you in jail or you do get in trouble, you know, they finally get you, okay, then yeah, you know, it's probably not going to be very bueno. But in the USA, are you kidding me? It's like, you know, they can find you like that. They can arrest you like that. That, you know, you can't get far. You can't get, there's nothing you can do. They got your ass, all right? I mean, you're basically self-incriminating yourself all day, every day on the phone. I mean, don't get me started. So that's really the main issue there, okay? Whether or not they have an enforcement agency that can enforce these insane, you know, rules and regulations. So, you know, coming to Mexico, you already know that they don't have any kind of enforcement of any kind of anything. So, you know, they can smart city all they want. You know, they don't, you know, they're not going to, they can't enforce anything. They haven't been able to enforce anything. Once you live out here, you realize very quickly who's in charge, okay? If anyone's in charge, it's the cartel. And the cartel ain't messing around with any civilians. They don't care, okay? And then on top of that, when you really see who's really, really in charge, it's the people. The people are in charge, okay? Not the government, not the police, not the whatever. So again, the police, you know, they all they do is just harass people out here for a few bucks. The government just makes things difficult on people. So when the people cannot comply, you know, with XYZ paperwork, or they cannot comply with, you know, some rule or regulation, since the government out here is so inept, that's kind of like almost null and void. Because, for example, you know, let's just say that I'm in the historic district, okay? And out there, I do need to have, you know, special permits and special permissions in order to build or do this or do that, okay? I'm just giving you a broad example. I could be wrong about the historic district, but just to give you an idea. Let's just talk about out here, okay, where I live. Forget that. And where I live, okay? Where I live, technically, I live in a regular neighborhood. But technically, anyways, Christian says hi and bye. Anyways, but technically out here, you know, I do need, you know, like to follow certain building codes, and I technically need to get a permit, you know, to build an extra room or da-da-da-da-da-da. But long story short, it's like this. If you don't get it, there's not really any penalties, okay? And there's no real enforcement agency to, put those penalties down. That's number one. Number two, even if there is somebody, you know, some government agent that comes and be like, hey, you know, that extra room that you build, you can't build it, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, why did you build it? De-de-de-de. Well, basically what you're going to say is like, hey, listen, I went to the government, okay, to try to get the paperwork that I needed in order to build that room, but I just couldn't get an appointment. You know, here's the proof. I went and out there and I tried to get the paperwork, but, you know, they were being difficult, whatever, okay? Basically, you can prove to them that the government was inept, and they're just like, okay, you're right. Sorry, okay. Anyways, all right, so you're going to have, you know, 6 months in order to try and get back to the government. Don't worry, we'll put you to the front the line so you can get the proper government paper, or you can pay the proper fee or whatever it is. So it's very different. Very, very, very different. You know, the fact that, you know, government out here is so inefficient, you know, authority, you know, like the police, you know, again, have so much limited power. Again, let me just go with that. So in the USA, you know, for whatever reason, a police officer can kill you, okay? Whether it was an accident or not. and they don't get in trouble. They probably get a medal. But then, long story short, they don't get in trouble. You know, maybe they'll get some paid leave. In Mexico, if they cause any harm to you, especially if they kill somebody, that's murder. You know, they're going to get in trouble, just like any other citizen. Okay? So the police out here, you know, again, you know, not only are they limited in power, but they are also, you know, subject to the same exact rules and regulations and laws that you are. So, yeah, you know what I mean? If they cause damage, they're going to pay for that damage, you know, and they're probably going to lose their job. If they kill somebody, whether it was an accident or not, well, guess what? You know, they're going to go to jail, you know, and they're going to get in trouble. And I can go on and on and on. Now, again, it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough to the point where, you know, a lot of police out here, you know, they're pretty much on notice. And they're just like, you know, security guards at most. Where in the USA, it's like they can, you know, literally highway robbery is legal. You know, they can pull you over, steal your stuff and say, oh, we're taking in, you know, all the stuff that we found in your car as evidence. And they're just really putting it in their pocket. You know, they can, you know, again, by mistake, you know, shoot their gun, kill you. And, well, you know, whatever. It was an accident. You know, where we determined that blah, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep. What? And I could go on and on. You know, it's just a completely different world. But so when it comes to like a whole smart city thing, they got to be able to enforce that and create that. And if you live out here, you're like, yeah, how, what, and what, he, huh, who, what? It's just not possible at all. I mean, even if they wanted to. And on top of that, the people, I mean, the people have to be compliant. And so that's the thing, too, about a place like the USA where most of the people, you know, they're compliant. You know what I mean? They're more than happy to comply, you know, with whatever, you know, bull crap, you know, that is presented to them. Where in Mexico, most people will fight for their right to party. No, but they'll fight for their right. Okay, and they fight, you know, very extensively to protect that freedom. And they're always doing everything possible to, again, make sure that they have that freedom. And how do you have freedom? You got to fight for freedom regularly. You got to regularly challenge, you know, when authority figures overstep, because that's what they do. That's what they're best at. You know, authority is they're best at overstepping. Okay, and so you got to constantly, you know, again, challenge that overstepping. And in Mexico, they do. And they, you know, a lot of times they're successful. Most of the time they're successful. And so, you know, that's a big difference. You know, where in the USA, you know, an authority figure oversteps, you know, and tramples over your rights. And you have no right to challenge, you know, the overstepping. In fact, if you try to challenge it, you go, you know, more jail time, you know, more penalties, more everything. Okay, so it's just, you know, so many little things like that. So I wouldn't worry about no smart city out here. More like a smart ass city. That's for sure. So let me see. Any opinions on female travelers' difference? I mean, Mexico's safe. You know what I mean? The same, use the same precaution you would use anywhere else. Best Mexican border entry point? I don't know. That's not, I've never been through the Mexican border. Do you show up to the dealer? Okay, anyway, so what do you show up to the dealership like Tony Montana with a stack of cash and you can get a cash? So look, that's another thing too. So it's not illegal in Mexico, you know, to, again, remember, living is not illegal here. So for example, if you go to a car dealership, if you go anywhere, you know, buy a house, whatever it is you're going to do, and you just show up with stacks of cash and you want to pay in cash, what's the problem, you know? Like, are you kidding me? They're going to be like, you know, yay, great. You know, this guy can't afford to pay, you know. Well, hold on a second. So anyways, you know, so again, if you show up to a car dealership and you want to pay in cash, you want to pay in full, they're going to be very happy with that. Why would they not be happy with that? You know what I mean? I know in the USA, they'll be like, oh, where'd you get that money? You got to prove where you got that money. And they start, you know, basically giving you, you know, almost arresting you if you have too much money, you know, to do something like that, which is kind of crazy. What do you mean? You know, I have all that. I have $20,000 because I saved that money. I've been saving money for a long time so that I can buy a car. That's illegal in the USA. No, out here it's not. Out here it's preferred. If you pay in cash, it's preferred. If you pay in full, That's very preferred. You know, again, they don't like too much the use of credit, credit card financing, none of that stuff, you know? So, yeah, no. Well, why would that be a problem? I get it. You know, coming from the USA, that is a problem, but not out here. So, anyways. By the way, since I got everyone's attention today, at the moment right now, but so in today's episode, I'm not going to go 3 hours. I'm not going to go a very long time. You know, because remember, I still have, you know, another live stream to do on my other channel. But more importantly than anything else, I have an event that I got to get ready for. And I hope that you guys, you know, if you guys are around, you guys can join me for the event. So Christian is having a giant, you know, gallery opening. She's having a giant, Christian is my wife. She is an artist and she is, you know, having a giant exposition. Tonight is the, you know, the world premiere, you know, the gallery opening, whatever it's called. And it's, and if you guys are around, if you guys are here in Mérida, all right, and you want to help support, you know, my wife, you know, by just showing up and, you know, seeing her amazing artwork and, you know, being able to, again, you know, it'll be a good thing for some of you guys to go out there and socialize and meet, you know, other people from the community, other people, you know, other foreigners and so on and so forth. And you can help support her, you know, by just, you know, being there. I will also be there. You know what I mean? So, again, if you want to see me, meet me again, please, you know, if you've never met me, never seen me and you show up there and they're in the middle of a speech, you know, please, you know, wait until you got some time, you know, to approach me and say, hey, Jose, how's it going? Da, da, da. Don't be like, hey, Jose, how's it going? You know what I mean? Like, you know, please, you know, use some tact, use some manners. We're in Mexico, okay, where a lot of these things are, you know, they're still valued out here. So don't be acting a fool because you will look like a fool. But long story short, if you want to meet me, you want to see me, you know, you want to meet my wife, see her artwork, you know, and meet other expats, foreigners, you know, that are out here as well, please join us tonight. It's going to be in the Centro de Arte Visuales. Visuales. Can't even speak Spanish. Centro de Arte Visuales. Did I say it right? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, Jesus. The point I'm making is that it is right across the street from Parque Santa Ana. Okay? It's right across the street from the church. Okay? So it's right off of Paseo Montejo. Okay? You guys can see Paseo Montejo all the way to the right there. Okay? See, look. You see I'm putting the little thing there. Paseo Montejo. And then Centro de Arte Visuales is right there. There's Parque Santa Ana. There's a big church. Okay? You see? This church right there. Here, let's... I'll give you guys a quick... Sorry, I know I'm doing a little shameless plug here today for the wife. Okay, so I'll show you where it is. Okay, so you see the church right there? You know? That's the big church. Okay? And then, you know, right there is the park. Okay? And then it's right here. The blue building right here. Okay? You see it, you go in there, and it's all free. Free to enter, okay? You don't got to pay anything, and it's in there. It's down in there, okay? So she has, like, all that space to herself, okay? So please, if you want to come out here. I mean, she's sharing the space with a few other artists. You know, it's not just her that's there tonight. But she's the main artist, and it's basically, you know, Yucatecan women artists, you know, that are basically representing the Yucatan, okay? So please, you know, it would be very nice of you guys. Let me see if I can move this a little bit. Hold on a second. So you guys can see that. There you go. So please, you know, it would be nice if you guys can join us tonight, you know, and support her and her artwork. You know, it'd be really cool. We're trying to get as many people there as possible, even though it's probably going to be a packed house. Still, you know, the more the merrier, all right? There ain't no fire department that's going to be, you know, counting people. You know, to see, you know, if there's one too many persons in the building or whatever, okay? So there it is, okay? And like I said, it's right in Parque Santa Ana. Where's Paseo Montejo? It's like walking distance, you know? So if you're here as a tourist, easy to get to. If you're a local, easy to get to. And so on and so forth, okay? It's basically also, it's on Calle 60. You know, again, right up the street here, there's a bunch of art galleries as well. So it's a big, you know, kind of like Art Central right there. So the Centro where she's doing her thing at is more of like a government entity. You know, therefore, it's the government, you know, the local Yucatecan state government that's basically, what does it might call it? Like awarding her, you know, with this honor. Which is really, really cool, as opposed to just a gallery, which, you know, galleries are cool and awesome, but, you know, they're more like, you know, they're private. But one thing is, like, even think about it, you know, she is, you know, a Yucatecan artist, okay, where she paints a lot of Yucatecan art, you know, representing, you know, a lot of the region here, you know, acting more like an anthropologist than anything else. And so, you know, the government itself is basically saying, hey, you are honoring the state, you're honoring your culture, you're honoring everything, you know, that is, you know, life out here. So we're going to honor you. So that's pretty, pretty awesome. Okay. So, you know, please, you know, here, I'll show you a little bit of what the space looks like. Okay. So you can see. All right. How do I? Oh, there it is. Sorry. Okay. And yeah, so she's going to be there doing, you know, we're going to be there tonight, okay? And by the way, I'm going to be doing some recording with my camera. So if, again, if I'm recording, okay, if I'm busy working, you know, please, you know, wait until I'm done recording, okay, to come and say hi or whatever. But again, I'm inviting all of you guys. So you guys, you know, some, I know a lot of you guys do want to meet me, want to say hi, and I'm always very busy doing things. And, you know, there's a great opportunity for you guys to come and meet me, see me, say hi, assuming that's what you want to do. For some of you guys that already know me, well, at the very least, you know, you guys can go out there and support the wife, okay? A little shameless plug there, you know, sorry about that, you know, I can't help myself. Again, I don't I have to self-promote, okay, because I don't have anyone to, you know, promote me. I cannot afford any kind of advertising or anything like that. So for anyone out there that's out there, you know, be nice to Jose. You're gonna need bodyguards. Oh, don't worry, I got plenty of bodyguards, and you know, I know a little bit of Tai Chi, okay, so don't worry about it. All right, I can, you know, I got a black belt in Tai Chi. But again, like I said, I got all my homies out there, so don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, listen, man, if I had to live, if I lived my life, you know, scared of all the crazy, you know, people out there, I wouldn't step out of the house. You know how many people hate me and, you know, think that they're, you know, tough poo-poo, top shit? Listen, a lot, okay? And it's been my whole life, okay? Even way before I did YouTube. So I'm already used to it. I'm used to the haters. I'm used to, you know, the whole thing. So I invite everyone. I invite, you know, people to love me. I invite my haters. I invite everybody. And like I said, if somebody wants to act a fool, it's only going to add to the entertainment, okay? So I'm not worried about it at all whatsoever. you know, come one, come all. So yeah, you know what I mean? It's 7 o'clock tonight, 7 p.m. tonight. And like I said, it's there. You know, I'm going to give you guys the... how do I say this? Okay, I'm putting the link in the chat, you know, to the actual... Oh, no, what happened, isn't it? Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. I got to share this here. Sure, there you go, short link. All right, so you guys know where, how to get there, okay? So I'll put the link in the chat, okay? So you guys know how to get to the place, okay? You just pop it in your Uber app and... or drive there, you know. Parking is at a premium, but there's parking all over. You know, you can park on the other side of Paseo Montejo and walk across, whatever, okay? So, let me see. All right, a little music there. Yeah, there you go. The SSP, which is the local police department, you know, is not worried about enforcing any smart city crap. It's too hot. Yeah, that's Pretty Brown Eyes says. Yeah, but anyways, you know, once you're out in Mexico and you're living out here in Mexico and you experience Mexico, you quickly find out, you know, how things work out here, and that you don't got to worry about anything, you know, when it comes to living your life. You know what I mean? There's no one that's going to be enforcing any kind of bullshit, you know, laws or regulations or anything like that that doesn't make sense, okay? If they can't, if the authority figures out here cannot enforce things that make sense, you know, how the hell are they going to enforce things that don't make sense, assuming they are even, you know, laws are in the books? So, yeah. So anyways, I really hope, you know, to see some of you guys out there tonight, and if I do... Well, you know, just say hi or whatever, okay? So, okay, what was I going to say? Hey, by the way, for some of you guys that don't know, you know, also please, you know, check out my website, okay? JoseAdiaga.com. All the links are down below. They're everywhere. But again, for free information, you know, free information on living in Mexico, moving to Mexico, and everything in between. So, again, I'm just... again, a giant source of free information. So please check it all out for your, for your purposes of moving out here. And for later today, again, once we're done with this stream, okay, I'm going to be on my other YouTube channel. And we're going to do, story time yet again. It seems like you guys love story time. So again, join me on my other channel once we're done with this live stream. Last week I was talking to you guys about how I became a cook, you know, kind of give you like the first few years of my cooking career. But today we're going to be talking about that time I sunk a boat off the coast of Miami. Yeah, that's right. I did that. So, and it's a funny story. I think, you know, I've told it to a few people. They told me it was hilarious and that I should share it. So again, and you guys are really loving story time. Again, you guys really loved the time when I told you guys that I got thrown out of Disney. Obviously the story of how I started to cook. And today's video, we're going to be talking about when I sunk a ship. Okay, so look here, I'll show you real quick. So, you know, I couldn't put a little baggie of Coca-Cola. So, I just put that. But, you know, you can just imagine, okay, the kind of Coke that I'm talking about here. All right. So, yeah, that was actually an actual picture of me, you know, with my homeboys, you know, sinking that boat. Okay. So, so I'll see you guys there later on. Okay. So, again, I put the link there and hopefully see you there. But, yeah, today's episode, you know, we're going to keep it short, same as everything today, because I got a lot to do. You know, again, we got to get ready for today's show. I'm excited, you know, for Christian. You know, Christian has been putting a lot of work into this. You know, she's very proud of, this accomplishment. And, it's an honor. You know, it really is. You know what I mean? By the way, look, see, I'm wearing her T-shirt today. This is something she painted. She drew, and I told her, you got to put it on a T-shirt because it looks amazing. So if you guys want to purchase these, you know, again, you can reach out to us directly. All right? And we can hook you up with that as well. Oh, see, I'm glad you guys liked last week's episode. So, I mean, again, and today, you know, today I'm just talking about, again, living out here is not a crime. You know, again, living in Mexico is not a crime, you know, and what do I mean by living? Well, everything that entails, you know, that word, you know, what does it mean, you know, to everything you do on a daily basis? Because, you know, that's one thing, you know, how you know you're living in tyranny. Like, again, how you in the USA, living, what does it mean to, okay. So what does it mean to live in tyranny? Well, the fact that, you know, just about every single thing you do is illegal and is a reason to put you in jail. So you guys already know in the USA, you're living under the prison industrial complex. There's rules and regulations for everything. Either you're getting a fine, you're getting put through the court system, you're getting arrested, you're getting in trouble, you know, with some sort of government agency because you didn't, you know. You know, it's funny. People say people out there in the audience tell me about life in Mexico without stepping foot in Mexico. But they say, oh, you can't open a business in Mexico because you're going to have the cartel and they're going to come every month or every so often. And they're going to ask for a mordida, which is a bite. OK, but they're, you know, again, just like the mafia, you know, they ask for protection money. And if you don't pay that money, well, they're going to ruin, you know, your business and your life, you know, mainly just your business. And I'm like, well, how is that any different than what goes on in the USA? At least out here, you just have, again, one entity, you know, the cartel perhaps, or the government, because the government acts a cartel. Anyways, but they come out here and they're asked for a little something, something in order for you to continue doing business. And that's it. Where in the USA, you know, you got the IRS, you got, like the government agency, you know, many government agencies, you know, you got the health inspector, you know, you got the building inspector, you got the, you know, inspector, you got Inspector Gadget, you got all these people and they're all showing up with a stupid little clipboard, okay, and, looking for things, you know, in order for, you know, you to get in trouble, you know, there's always something that you have done wrong. Or, you know, they're looking for something for you to pay XYZ or XYZ fine. So how are you not constantly getting extorted in the USA? It's funny because you always hear about Mexico. Hey, be careful. Mexico, they're going to kidnap you and they're going to take you. Like, again, the cartel, nobody's looking to kidnap you and take away your stupid Social Security check, okay? None of that exists, okay? In fact, you know, again, even if the police arrest you for whatever reason, you can literally bail yourself out, you know, for whatever crime you committed with the money in your own pocket. Okay. So we're in the USA. I mean, the police in the USA are constantly kidnapping individuals left and write. I mean, that's what they do. And I could go on and on. You know, again, like, it's like you in the USA, you're living in tyranny. People are living under Stockholm syndrome, where they don't even think that they're living in any kind of you know, tyrannical kind of government or situation. And they're always, you know, again, kissing the boot. You know, making, you know, letting you know, like, oh, if you haven't done anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about, and you know, just that whole spiel. So to me, you know, again, the main reason I moved to Mexico and the main reason I stay in Mexico is because of the freedom. I'm American, you know, I love, you know, freedom. I'm all about freedom. But, you know, unfortunately in the USA, you know, you can't even say the word freedom. If you say freedom one too many times, or you say I love the USA one too many times, you're a domestic terrorist all of a sudden. Now you're going to go to jail for loving the USA too much. It's like, what the? It's like, Jesus Christ. You know,
bruh.
So it's insane. It really is insane to me. You know, how people don't see the tyranny in the USA, in their own country, in their own backyard. And then, you know, they're afraid of Mexico because it's too free. It's too open. You know, people don't follow enough laws, you know, or rules or regulations, or there's not enough rules or regulations, or, you know, the police don't show up, or the police don't do this. It's like, yeah, good. I'm glad. I'm glad the cops don't show up here. I'm glad the cops don't do anything here. I'm glad that there's barely any kind of authority. In fact, I'm glad that you are the ones in charge of your own safety, your own everything. You know, you kidding me? Again, let's just say that, you know, somebody comes up to me on the street and they harass me and I beat the crap out of them. Listen, that's not illegal here. You know, what's a cop going to do? Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, well, what happened? Well, no, that guy, you know, he tried to rob me, or he tried to do something to me. And I just, you know, I beat the crap out of him. Oh, okay. That's it. I mean, in many cases, you know, Mexican citizens, I've seen it countless times where they beat the crap out of other police officers, you know, police officers that overstep, okay, and they try to enforce, you know, stupid laws or things that don't even exist, and they beat up the cop. And then when the other cop shows up, it's like, hey, what happened? Like, well, yeah, this guy was trying to arrest me because, you know, he says I was resisting arrest. And then he'll be like, you know, he'll look at the other cop and he'll be like, hey, bro, you know, what the hell, you know, like, no wonder you got your ass beat, dumbass. So, no, yeah, it's a different world out here. So, and so that's why so many more people are much more respectful out here. You know, things like dignity, morals, you know, all these things are actual things out here, you know, still. Because, again, you have to be respectful, because you don't know if that guy's going to beat you, you know, beat your ass. You know, you don't know if that guy's going to do something to you. You just got to, you know, be careful not to overstep. Where in the USA, it's like people are overstepping all the time. You know, they literally go to Starbucks, you know, just to yell at the Starbucks employee. I mean, try doing that here. The Starbucks employee will probably beat the crap out of you with a freaking Starbucks cup. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? You know? Don't be trying that shit out here, man. You know, I don't know if you know about Mexicans, you know, but they love to fight. You know, they're some of the best boxers in the world. You know, they love MMA. They love all that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and it's totally legal, you know what I mean, to, like, you know, get in, you know, duke it out. So it's like, you know, people are just looking for a reason, okay? So, but again, that's why most people kind of like behave, because they know that most people know how to fight. Most people know how to protect themselves. Most people are not going to just sit there and take it. And people are also respectful, because again, it has a lot to do with, like, you know, the family values thing, you know, the religious aspect, you know, where most people are Catholic, you know, very religious, you know, they have that background. And so people are just respectful. Again, I've seen it multiple times where people will get into some sort of like road rage incident. And, you know, right when they're about to, like, you know, duke it out or do whatever, you know, they'll be like, hey, man, I don't want to get in a fight right now. I was just mad at you because you almost ran me over and knocked me off my bike. And the guy's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't see you in the mirror because you were going too fast. And look, okay, man, look, we're just very heated right now. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm sorry. The other guy's like, I'm sorry, too. Okay, they hug it out. And that's it. That's it. You know, we're in the USA. That guy's probably going to pop out with an AK-47, you know. So yeah, it's a different world out here. So yeah, anyways, so all right, let me, Yeah, no, by the way, so, like, how about this? I remember during the pandemic, right? I remember, okay, so I recorded all the video. I recorded a lot of videos and a lot of, I recorded a lot of videos during the pandemic, which, by the way, I had to take down just simply because, again, just, you know, I'm the algorithm, okay, on YouTube is kind of like a delicate thing, okay? So I want, you know, YouTube to recommend videos that are relevant, okay? So obviously videos about the pandemic and during that time are not relevant anymore. So that's why I don't, you know, I took them down. But long story short, I've had videos, you know, back during the pandemic where, but by the way, out here, you did not have to wear a mask. You did not have to comply with anything. You could just do whatever you want. That's it. Okay. You only had to do X, Y, Z, you know, like wear a mask if you're going inside a Walmart. Okay. So yeah, every once in a while I would put on a mask just so you can go get my coffee and a bottle of wine, whatever. But I did not go to Walmart all the time, so I very rarely had to put on a mask. But if I'm going to like a, you know, just a little store, you know, a little mom and pop store, you know, I didn't have to wear anything. If they enforced it to the point where it was making me uncomfortable, I would just go to another hardware store and they would lose a customer. So that's why they didn't enforce anything. You know, they're not stupid. They didn't have any laws that they had to adhere to or stupid rules and regulations or anything like that. But anyways, I digress. So always... Okay, by the way, why did I record a lot of videos during that time as well? Well, because just to show you that you didn't have to comply or do anything, even though there were other people that, you know, put on a mask or did whatever. And again, I don't care what you guys think, you know, meaning if you're going to wear a mask, a triple mask, you know, get 38, you know, shots, go for it. Knock yourself out. I don't care. Okay? But again, just like I don't care about what you do, you shouldn't care about what I do. Respect, you know, each other. And that's what people did out here. People did not care, you know, what I did. Okay, or didn't do, and vice versa. Okay, so the point I'm making is that I remember this one time I was actually, you know, in El Centro, and I was just recording my video, and some expat, some gringo, you know, basically came up to me with their 30 triple mask, and they're basically started yelling at me, "Hey, what do you do?" By the way, in the middle of nowhere, you know what I mean? Again, this is like in the middle of the pandemic. There was like nobody on the streets, and he's like yelling at me, "Hey, like this close. Hey, what are you doing?" You know what I mean? I'm like, "Bro, aren't you scared? You know that I might kill you with the virus or whatever? Get away from me." But anyways, like, "What are you doing?" And so I'm just like recording the whole fucking thing, right? You know, literally recording the whole fucking thing, and I caught him on camera. And there was actual a police officer that actually went by, and the police officer was just kind of like slowly whatever. And then when he saw there was two gringos fighting, you know, about to duke it out, the police officer was like, looked, and he said, "I'm out." And you could see him. You could see him in the fucking video, like, you know, he's like, "I'm not getting involved. You know, forget these idiots." But anyways, the point I'm making is that, you know, I got that video, okay, and you know, and I published it. And I actually got a strike on YouTube, you know, because of, you know, that guy or bullying or whatever. They didn't even give me a reason, but they literally, you know, deleted that video, took the video down and gave me a strike just simply because, you know what I mean? That guy, you know, stepped up to me and harassed me about that subject, okay, that situation. But long story short, the only people that I've had any kind of problem with out here, you know, has been other gringos or other expats or other whatever. So I'm fully aware of that. I mean, trust me. Out here, you know, there's only a handful, you know, of gringos or expats, and especially a smaller handful. You know what I mean? You can literally count them on one hand. Yeah, maybe, you know, two hands and feet. But anyways, there's, you know, there's a few out here, you know, that are crazy and they do take it to the extreme and they act like Karens and they act whatever. But again, in the USA, it's, you know, just about everybody. You know, one shape, form, or another. But, yeah, I never forget that day. You know, in fact, I remember the video. I'm just reading the comments here. I named that video, you know, confronted by a male Karen on the street or some shit like that. I don't know what the hell I called it. But, I mean, it was hilarious. And then, to me, it was like the whole thing was hilarious. You know, I'm still upset that that video got taken down. And I don't even, I mean, I got the thumbnail still and I could show you guys. But I don't want to do that because I could probably get in trouble for that too. But who knows? You know what I mean? The point I'm making is that I don't even know what point I was making. You know, the point I'm making is that out here, it's not a crime. You know, it's not a crime. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I got in trouble in YouTube. I got in trouble in the YouTube space. I got in trouble on the internets, I guess, you know, whatever, for expressing my opinion. But did I get in trouble here? No. Have I ever gotten in trouble here for any of that? No. Have I been confronted by police officers for all kinds of stupid shit, you know what I mean, in random moments? Yes. Have I ever had to comply? No. Okay, this is the last story I'm going to say because I got to get going. But I remember like about a year ago, me and my buddies, okay, just me and the guys, you know, we were out drinking, we were celebrating something, I don't know what we were doing, and we were just out drinking. And look, when I go out, drinking, and especially if I'm going out with my homies, I'm not taking my ID. I'm not taking any kind of anything that I could lose. I'm just taking cash, and that's it. So long story short, you know, we were out drinking and all this other stuff, and then we were at a bar, and it was already like, you know, 1 a.m. or something like that. And a bunch of police officers came into the bar, and they were basically harassing the owner, okay? You know, again, like, remember the cartel, you know, harassing, you know, a business, you know, to pay some money so they can be left alone. Well, guess what? That's what the police do out here. So the police, you know, they went into that business, and they were harassing, you know, the business owner, you know, for not, you know, for paying, you know, whatever fee that he had to pay, the mordi that he had to pay. And I'm guessing that the business owner did not comply because the police were starting to harass, you know, all the patrons in the bar. And how were they harassing them? Again, everybody is an old fart like me, you know, for the most part. And they were basically harassing everybody. And they were going table to table. Hey, can I see some ID? Can I see some ID? Can I see some ID? You know, whatever. And so when he came to me, you know, he's like, hey, can I see some ID? I'm like, no, you can't see some ID. Why not? I don't have ID. He goes, how come you don't have ideas? Like, I don't got to tell you. Why are we having this conversation? Go ask that guy. Leave me alone. Oh, but, and I go, oh, but what? The hell are you going to do? You going to kick me out? You know, like, I just got in his face. He's like, all right, hey, settle down, settle down. I'm like, yeah, exactly, settle down. Go to the next one. Leave me the fuck alone. All right? And look, whatever. I just got in his face, and he had to leave me alone. And, you know, everyone at the bar was like, oh my God, what's up with this crazy guy? Because I was all in Spanish too, okay? So I wasn't like a crazy gringo. I was all in Spanish. I was full Cuban, all right? I was drunk and full Cuban. I hate authority and definitely, you know, when and stupid shit like that. So I was like, listen, man, I know my laws. I know my constitution. I know my everything. I know my rights, all right? You shouldn't even be in this bar, let alone asking people for their ID. That's also illegal. Everything you're doing is illegal, okay? So I suggest you move on to the next person and you keep doing your illegal activities elsewhere, but you're not going to, you know, I'm not going to give you anything and I don't have to give you anything. And I dare you to arrest me. I dare you to do something. Like just straight up like that. And he's like, all right, well, hey, you know, we're just doing this, you know, for safety. I'm like, don't give me that shit. What the fuck safety? Safety what? He goes, oh, but what if something happens to you and, you know, you get in an accident and you have your ID? Listen, I'm with all my homies. Are you looking at them? I'm the smallest one out of all of them. Okay. This guy's ex-military. This guy's a judo, whatever. This guy's... Get out of here, okay? I'm protected, okay? I'm fine. I'm good. We're good, okay? I don't need, you know, to whatever. Don't be giving me that whole whatever. And he just kept, you know, kind of whatever until eventually he's just like kind of apologizing. I go, look, man, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just out here doing my job. I'm just like, hey, look, I get it, all right? Go do your job elsewhere, okay? And I go, look, I'm sorry for getting a little loud. I'm getting a little whatever, but I'm out here with my friends. You're ruining my time. You're ruining everyone's time here. You know what I mean? You know, I'm drunk, obviously. You know what I mean? So obviously that's why I'm going to get loud and stupid. You know, you should know better, you know, to be, you know, messing with drunks and da-di-di-di-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba of shit. You know what I mean? So try doing that in the USA. Just say no. I don't have ID in the USA, and you're going straight to jail. Straight to jail. No chaser. Okay. So I was like, come on. That's why I love Mexico, okay? Because every once in a while, again, there are going to be people that overstep, but as long as you know what I mean? Your rules, as long as you know your rights, okay? You're going to be fine. Again, speak Spanish as well. That's definitely going to help, you know? But yeah, no, it's a different world out here. Different world out here, okay? And, you know, at the end of the day, I remember talking to my lawyer friend, and he's the one that's basically, yeah, man, you know, I know you don't like to have ID, you know, blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, you know, like, let's say you're riding your bike, you should have your ID on you just in case. Because, again, God forbid, you know, knock on wood, something happens, you know, you get in an accident or whatever. Like, they're going to identify you, you know, when they take you to the hospital or whatever. You know, let's say your dumbass, you know, hits a tree or whatever. Because, you know, you are a dumbass. So I was like, yeah, you're right, Jose. I appreciate it. Jose is my lawyer. His name is also Jose, okay? Jose is a common name in Latino culture, in case you are not aware. But anyways, it's a different animal out here. And I love it out here. I love the fact that you can live your life out here. And even if people or authority figures overstep, listen, you can, you know, overstep the overstep, okay? All good. Fight for that right. And basically, oh, by the way, that night, I was literally fighting for my right to party. Okay? You gotta fight dun, dun, for your right dun, dun, to party. Okay. So with that being said, With that being said, if you guys really want to hear a story of me partying in Miami, okay, to the point where, you know, it got so out of hand that we sunk a boat. Okay, we sunk a boat. Okay, that's how fucked up we got. Okay, that's how we that's how next level we took it. That we literally sunk a boat, and we were so, you know, high on life. Okay, there, high on life. By the way, shout out to Henry for the $2 super chat. Anyway, we're hold on 1 second. Shout out to Henry out there for $2. Anyways, we were so high on life that, you know, we were like, we were just upset, okay? But anyways, you know what? I'll leave it for the video, okay? So if you guys want to go check that out, I'm going to leave the direct link to that, which is coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, right? I need to take a breather. I got to, you know, breathe for a minute before I get on the other stream. So please, you know, follow that link so you guys can follow me there. And again, if you're having fun now and you're, you know, enjoying, you know, the show so far and everything I do out here so far, please follow me on my new channel, where I'm just there, you know, basically telling stories, you know, talking about, you know, all kinds of insanity that has been my life and then some. So I think this is a funny story because a lot of people told me it's a funny story. So go join me over there. And then tonight, please, you know, I would love to see you guys at, you know, Christian's event, you know, support the wife, you know, support her, her artwork, everything she's doing for the community, and so on and so forth. I would love to see you guys there. And especially if I've never met you guys, it'd be nice to at least, you know, say hi. You guys can say hi to me and all that good stuff, okay? So it'd be really cool. And then, yeah, you know, we can, you know, have a packed house and have a great old time, okay? Let me see. But anyways, all right, guys, so I'm going to see you there hopefully tonight. Again, here, I'm going to provide the information to the location, okay, one last time. Okay, so I'm going to send you the Google link. Hold on. Christian's event. Okay, hopefully see you guys there. And again, you know, hopefully see you guys on, you know, the other channel for the other live stream and so on and so forth. And then that's the thing there. Can I think I can. Okay, yeah. Here's the... How can I share this particular... Let me see if I can... Can I share this? I don't think I can. Oh, here? Can I share this? You, Facebook makes everything so difficult, man. Even the people on Facebook are difficult. But anyways, all right, whatever. Here, I'll just send you the Facebook page and you guys can just look for it yourself in case you're interested, okay? And I think that's it, guys. So I'm just going to give a big shout out to all of you guys watching, every single one of you guys that are always here. By the way, next week, I'm going to have a special guest on the show, you know, someone that I've interviewed in the past, and we're going to have him on the show. So it's going to be me and my friend Aaron, and we're going to be answering questions. He's somebody that's been living in Mexico for over 12 years or longer. I don't know. And he lives in, I think, Querétaro. He lives in another part of Mexico. And he works out here. He makes a living abroad. He's, you know, again, just another voice, you know, with, you know, again, more information on what it is to live out here. So please, next week, next Thursday, you know, stay tuned for that, because next live stream is going to be a live show with me and Aaron. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a mini interview, but we're basically, what we're going to be doing more than anything else is going to be open question and answer session. Okay. So please feel free to ask him questions about anything and everything. He is an English teacher out here in Mexico. So, he teaches online. He teaches, I think, in person as well. He's an entrepreneur. He's a freedom loving individual, and a good friend of the show. And it's going to be awesome. Awesome to see him there as well. And so that'll be next Thursday. So please stay tuned for that. And you already know the deal. So, all right, guys, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next Thursday. I'll see you guys this Sunday with another polarizing video. It seems that every time I've been posting videos lately, it's been blowing up the internet. Well, blowing up the internet and, you know, basically triggering a bunch of haters out there. So, you know, shout out to all the haters. I'm going to be triggering some more haters this Sunday. So again, you already know, every Sunday I drop a video. Every Thursday we go live. If I don't go live, well, you know, it's because I had things to do. But we usually, you know, 95% of the time I'm here. So anyways, long story short, see you guys next Thursday. See you guys on Sunday. See you guys tonight. And again, if you guys want to keep the hilarity going, I'll see you guys on the other channel. We're going to go live in about 15, 20 minutes, all right, over there. So hope to see you guys there soon. And love you guys. Peace out. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks again for watching. Love you guys. Bye.